Apollo Control Houston, 1 hour 33 minutes ground elapsed time. An observation of our displays on the S-4B indicates that that the mod probably has not relieved at this time. We've probably lost one transducer. There is some reason to believe, and we will observe this further, that the relief valve is very possibly feathering. We'll stand by and continue to monitor. This is Apollo Control Houston. Apollo Control Houston, at 1 hour 34 minutes.
Go ahead, 16.
Okay, how you coming on the patch, Corey?
Okay, I'm ready with the TLI plus 90 and P37 for liftoff plus 8. We're putting together a story and looking at the apps module. No immediate action is necessary, so let's get the pads out of the way.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, TLI plus 90, SPS slash GNN. The weight is 66973. Minus 054, plus 189er. Time of ignition is 00403 1855, minus 03562, plus 4 balls 1, plus 36007, 181234002. HA is NA. HP plus 00189er. 36183504. 36020. Sexton star is 260734. Stand by one. We got a handover coming up. I'll get the rest in a minute. Charlie is Houston. How do you read now?
Okay, five, Gordy, go ahead.
Okay, shaft was 0734. Trunnion, 151. Warsite star, 037. Up, 257. Right, 29er. Minus 2131. Minus 16500. 109er 32. 34867. And 05G time is 02308 28. Sirius and Rigel. 317108005. No ullage. Go ahead.
Okay, TLI plus 90, SPS slash GNN, 66973, minus 054, plus 189er, 00403 1855, minus 03562, plus 4 balls 1, plus 36007, 181234002, HA is NA. Plus 00189er, 36183504, 36020, 260734, 151037257. Correction, that's up 257, right 29er, minus 2131, minus 16500, 109er 32, 334-867-023-0828, Cirrus and Rigel, 317-108-005, no knowledge.
Okay, read back correct. Ready for liftoff plus 8?
Speak.
00800. Delta VT is 7948. Minus 165. 02206. Go ahead.
Roger, P37 for liftoff plus 8. 00800, 7948. Minus 165. 02206. And ready for TLI.
Okay, read back correct. And TLI pad, time base 6, predict. 22357. Attitude 179er 113000. Burn time is 543103730 35589er. SEP attitude is 359er 146319er. Extraction 301-326-041. R2 align 1127-1072-5720. And yaw is 001. Go ahead.
Roger, give me Delta VC again.
Delta VC is 103730.
Okay, copy TLI 22357.
Stand by one, Charlie.
Okay.
Hand over.
It's Apollo Control, Houston. 1 hour, 40 minutes ground elapsed time.
Okay, 22357. 179er, 113000. 543-103730, 35589er, 359er, 146, 319er, 301, 326, 041, 1127, 1072, 5720, 001, over.
Readback is good.
Apollo Control, Houston, 1 hour, 41 minutes ground elapsed time.
Fast, what I saw was just super. The other guy saw Ellington as we went over.
How about that? Say, Charlie, got an update to the ordeal monitor numbers on page L2-28 and 29.
Stand by. Can you speak?
Okay, we got a last-minute change. Stand by on that. Sorry. I would like command module uptel accept for a new vector.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, and words on the apps module. It appears to be operating not completely normally, but adequately that we predicted it'll be good through TLI and TD&E with no change in procedure. Over.
Outstanding prediction.
Okay, and back to what we started earlier on L2-28, Charlie, opposite 56 minutes, SLU FDAI number 1 to pitch equal 17, change 17 to 16. Over.
Okay, go ahead. Let's change to 16.
And next page, after the ordeal start time, change that to 57:20 rather than 57 even.
Okay, ordeal start 57:20.
That's affirmative. Then ensure FDAI number 1 pitch equal to 11 rather than 13 inside the box there.
Okay, at 57 minutes, I've changed that to 57:20 to start the ordeal, and the insured FDA on number one pitch is at 11.
Okay, and then the blank under there, maneuver to R2 ignition attitude is 107 as printed in parentheses.
Okay, we copy.
That's good. And the CMC is yours, the uplink is complete.
Okay, and we're back in block.
It's Apollo Control Houston, 1 hour, 44 minutes ground elapsed time. You heard that prediction on the apps, and you heard the crew's response, the prediction being that we could go through TLI and transposition and docking with no change in procedures. The individual responding with the outstanding was Spacecraft Commander John Young. We also received a TLI pad, and let me sort those numbers out for you rather quickly. Our time of ignition for a trans-lunar injection burn is 2 hours, 33 minutes, 34.6 seconds ground elapsed time with a burn duration of 5 minutes 43 seconds. We predict a velocity at cutoff of 35,589 feet per second.
Stand by. Go ahead, we're watching.
Okay, Houston, stand by for the logic.
Roger.
Okay, logic one's coming on up. Logic two on up, Mark.
Okay, you're go for pyro arm.
Roger, thanks, sir.
And I'd like to update a procedure, the apps module fail procedure, one step in that, just in case prediction is wrong and it does fail, to if you can get that page out, I'll give you a short update.
Okay, Charlie's got it.
Okay, Charlie, center of the procedure, it says VSE command burn mode on, cross that line out. And the one below it that says, if successful, launch vehicle guidance IU. And after the line that says control pitch and yaw with THC, roll with RHC, add keep rates below 2/10 degree per second pitch and yaw, 6/10 degree per second in roll to avoid fighting the other apps module. Over.
Right, we understand.
Okay, that's it.
Apollo Control Houston, 1 hour 47 minutes, ground elapsed time in mission control. Flight Director Gene Kranz is polling his flight control team as to our status for the translunar injection burn.
Houston, we're about a minute and a half to LOS. No further updates. Everything looks good. Canary should have their antenna fixed, and we should be good as we go through their site. Over.
16, Roger.